Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat 89.1 FM. I'm Chef Nick, and in the captain chair over here behind the board is Jose.
Hello.
And what we're doing is something a little different this week. We're going to local businesses in the region, and we're talking about the pandemic virus and how it's affecting them and what they're doing and what changes they're making. So, Jose, here we go.
Let's get to it.
Let's go. Okay, thanks for joining us on Let's Eat. We got Jose here, and I'm Chef Nick. And we're kind of going around the area and talking to some local restaurants, bars, any kind of food establishments, and see what the virus has done to them.
Mm-hmm, during these trying times.
So right now we got on the phone, we have Tammy from Cakes by Karen out of Griffith, right?
Highland.
Indiana. Highland. You know, that area, for some reason, is like, they kind of come together to me. It seems like almost the same town. Does it feel like that out there sometimes?
It is. Well, we have the Highland Chamber and Griffith Chamber are the same, the same chamber. So we are kind of like sister communities, maybe.
For the listeners out there, they don't realize, but me and Jose are in the studio where it's a Saturday, and it's actually 8:30 in the morning, and I figured Tammy would be the perfect place to start. I mean, I can smell the donuts over the microphone.
If I
touch it with my blue glove on, I probably can taste a little bit of frosting.
Oh man, I wish I had a pastry with this coffee I'm having right now.
So Tammy, we're all going through these like trying times. I mean, I have my own place too. Kind of shocking what's happened. I've never had anything like this happen in my lifetime. Just tell me briefly, you know, how has the stay at home order affected you?
Well, but we see that business has gone down really slow since then. We pretty much had to lay off all of our employees, except for one person, and we had to, and that was it, just one person, and my mom was here at the bakery for pretty much every day.
So, did it seem like you're gaining any business back, or is it still the flatness that you hit at the beginning?
I think things are starting to come back now. I still see all my regulars, and that's really nice. And through the power of Facebook, I've gotten, I think, a lot more people just because I guess people are still at home. They're on Facebook. I mean, on Easter, I put out a post that I had, you know, bread and things like that, and people were stopping by right away, said, I'm going to come by, pick up some stuff. So that was really, really nice.
So how's some other ways that you've, like, managed to stay in business? I mean, have you done anything with your hours or?
We cut one day. So we were open 7 days a week, and we close on Mondays now. And then, but that was it. My mom didn't really want to change anything because she just didn't want to be here for her customers in case they had questions or, you know, cake stuff and things like that.
So are you offering, like, curbside service, DoorDash? I mean,
no DoorDash, but we are offering curbside service, and yeah, you can just call in your order, and then we'll bring it right out to you when you're in the parking lot. You just call us from the parking lot, and we'd be happy to bring it out to you.
So, in regards to like your usual menu and catering, is it pretty normal, like what they can still order, or is it limited?
We pretty much have everything. Now that it's a little bit slower, still even do special requests.
Oh, wow. Really? So
Yeah, so, like somebody asked for spice cake, which is kind of out of season, we're doing it.
Ooh, like pumpkin spice? Like an allspice
cake?
That's kind of out of season, but it has been, you know, today's going to be warm, but, you know, when it gets cold, you always
put
always
up the fall decorations and order an allspice cake. That sounds good.
So, yeah. You know, you're talking about that. So are you gaining different, you know, because there's other businesses that are closed that deal with food. So the concentration to find places that are open that would serve you are limited. So have you gained any new faces?
I feel like I have some new people just because I think a lot of people want to shop small now just to help the small businesses or people who would like maybe they would go to the grocery store to do everything. The lines are so long. They'll just come over by us and maybe pick up some bread or pick up, you know, donuts and bread and things like that. Well, I mean, if you asked my mom, she would sell you a dozen eggs if you needed it too.
So that brings me to another point. How's the attitude of the customers been?
You know, the tips have been very generous, more generous than I've ever seen in my entire life.
I never thought of a tip at a bakery,
but yes, like when you bring it out, just for just being, just for, you know, those three donuts is $3 and they'll give you a $5 if they keep the change. Like, it's been, everybody's been so generous. It's been amazing. I mean, I feel very blessed, just like how amazing and just the support has been from customers all around, new and old.
So, you know, now it feels like things are getting a little bit brighter because we're getting towards the end, which I don't know if there's ever going to be like a real end. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, I mean, were the cancellations crazy?
It was. And it was super sad. And it was just like, because a lot of people postponed, but then they would call back and just say, could I have my deposit back? Because I can't foresee when anything's going to happen. And the most heartbreaking was talking to the bride, to hear them, like, they had to change their plans. They had to change everything. Like, you know, do you still want to have a wedding even if you didn't have a bridal shower and things like that? It was, I think that's the most heartbreaking, was just talking to the bride, giving them back their money after you helped them plan everything, and then to have them have to cancel or change everything.
So are you starting to see a brighter future? Are some people giving you some orders way out now? And when are they starting?
I have not gotten a lot of way out orders. I've had some brides talking about fall weddings. So they've been coming, instead of having their consultation here, they've been coming to pick up their samples. And then we've been doing everything with email or texting and things like that. And I do have maybe some of my June brides have not canceled yet. So I think they were hoping by June things would pick up again. But pretty much it happened in March, so all of March and April and May canceled.
Well, that's good. They have a little hope that the summer weddings are still going to go on.
Yeah. So, and then, I mean, there might not be, you know, an actual graduation ceremony, but I'm hoping, you know, once everything gets better and hopefully by July, August.
Yeah, fall's like the new summer.
You got it. And the weather's always better in the fall anyways, right?
I do love fall weather.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat. We're on 89.1 FM. And we're talking with Tammy from Cakes by Karen. And we're just talking about how this whole coronavirus and lockdown has been affecting some of the businesses in the area. And everything's been gloom and doom. But you know what, Tammy, can you think of anything that's going to come out good of this? Anything you've learned from this? Anything that might going to help you in the future and make you stronger?
I think the power of positivity is good. And I feel like I've been a little bit more self-conscious about public areas and public spaces, especially in the bakery too. Like, we always think about cleaning everything where we are at a lot of times, and then we clean the front store, but now, like, every time a customer comes, we're sanitizing the handles. Every time, you know, other people are touching other things, we're doing more of a cleaning that way, which makes me think about, like, what's coming in more than what we're putting out there at the bakery. You know, just because of other people, and you never know if anyone's a carrier or anything like that. So we're just trying to keep everything safe for our customers.
So are you doing anything structurally different? I mean, you've been seeing, like, sneeze guards and, you know, I mean, you have cases.
We haven't done anything like that because we have cases between us and everything. We did put, like, little lines on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And then we have a sign, you know, so then, like, the people that are up at the counter stay at the counter. The people stay back. And then we ask that if it gets, like, too crowded in the bakery that you wait outside. And then, but everyone's been really good about staying out of everyone else's space. So
you said that you had a drive-up, right?
We don't have drive-up, but we will carry everything out to you.
Okay, so did you do that before, and do you think that you're going to
That? I mean, we would carry things out for everybody, like heavier cakes, things like that, but we never had people just call us from the car to say, hey, I'm here, can you bring me my donuts?
I think that is, like, the most surreal thing right now.
That is. And I think, you know, once you start getting used to that, you know, I might stop doing that.
Yeah, the things that you see going on now compared to, you know, 3 months ago or 2 months ago, it's like, you know, that's kind of cool. But then you think to yourself, you know, that's kind of sad, too, that we're at that stage.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Me and you, Chef Nick, we shook hands and, like, man, that felt
Yeah, you know what we did, Tammy? We put some blue gloves on. You know, now we only use it around food, but I'm using it around everything. So we're in the studio with these, and we put them on, and I shook Jose's hand. I said, that's probably the first time I shook someone's hand in about 6 weeks.
The human contact is definitely, like, I see from my regulars that I would on a normal day hug and be like, oh my goodness, it's good, so good to see you, and hug their kids and things like that. And it's just like, now we have to look at each other and, like, do the elbow or, you know.
Do the elbow.
It's going to
be a dance for you
soon. They always hug me, and it's like, oh. Like, I want to hug you so bad, and I'm like, I know, it's hard. That's the hardest, I think.
Yeah, I understand. You know, like, in my establishment, it's pretty much me, my wife, and my kids, and that's about it, just to keep kind of keep going. And, you know, we're all trying, like you said, Facebook and, you know, any kind of promotions. And, we usually don't do this, but is there something, just to maybe help a little bit, something you're promoting the next couple of weeks out of your bakery that you want to tell people?
We are doing 6-inch torts, specialty torts for Mother's Day. Ooh. And we're doing like a Neapolitan, white chocolate mousse with raspberry torts, the 6-inch torts. And then we're doing individual bundt cakes.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing like a vanilla ganache bundt cake. She's doing a red velvet bundt cake. She's doing... she's doing two booze ones with a rum cake, bundt cake, and she is doing a pina colada bundt cake, which I'll be posting on Facebook with pictures.
Ooh,
and
that all
sounds
good.
And then she's doing like a red velvet cream cheese bundt cake, a vanilla ganache cake, a salted caramel bundt cake, a strawberry shortcake, and a raspberry with a white chocolate ganache bundt cake. And then we have Mother's Day cookies, and I'm sure we'll think of something else for Mother's Day because...
Oh, what are your hours on Mother's Day?
Our other hours on Mother's Day is from 8:30 to 10:30 on Sunday, but majority of our business is on Saturday, which is from 4:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So I may have missed it, but are you exclusively carry out, or are people still able to come in and look around?
People can definitely come in and look around
and
pick out what they saw. Because, you know, a lot of people like to pick out their donuts with the
I
most chocolate on it. Or
because, Tammy, you were actually reminding me that Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, I did. I forgot all about that.
I'm glad this is pre-recorded, so my mom's not hearing that I forgot Mother's Day. I may have to come in to get some torts because those sound really good.
So how do you think you're going to fare between this year and last year and this year on Mother's Day?
Last year would probably be a definite better Mother's Day. But, you know, I am surprised, like, how many people, like, if they were doing, like, the drive-by birthday parties, they would grab
cupcakes. You know, that's
cool. So then people would, like, they could give out a cupcake when they came by their house. So there's a lot of people, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to pick up a couple extras. I can give it to my neighbor, some donuts and things like that. So people have been really generous.
And speaking of, like, the sort of drive-by style, do you have, like, cakes to go? Like, does it come in a container?
Yep, we have cakes to go. We have, definitely. And, I mean, but a lot of times you can call me first thing in the morning and I can make you a cake.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what we just did. We called you first thing in the morning.
There we go.
You made our morning. You know, even though it's all theater of the mind, I know I'm in the bakery right now. I can smell some of that coffee in the back and all the sweets going on. And you know what? We're drinking our coffee, so we're right there with you.
We're right there.
I'm having my coffee break with you right now, too. It's great.
So, Tammy, I'm going to give you the last word. Anything you'd like to say before we head on to another person?
Just, you know, I'm feeling really blessed about how everything's going here at the bakery, and just, you know, support small business. And don't forget about Cakes by Karen is still open.
Well, thank you, Tammy, and thank you, Cakes by Karen, and we wish you luck, and you know what? Wash those hands.
Yep,
wash
those
hands.
Thank you, Tammy.
Bye, Tammy.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're here on Let's Eat, and our guest today is Robbie from Balm's Natural Foods out of Merrillville. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
We say good morning.
Good morning.
Because this is going to be a tape show, and this is actually about 8:45 on a Saturday morning at the studios in Merrillville at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And we're kind of going over the effects of what's been going on with the lockdown or the coronavirus or however you want to state it. It's been just a drag on the economy, and it's been a drag on a lot of small businesses, especially businesses that deal with food. And like I said before, we have Robbie here from Balm's Natural Foods. And Robbie, the first thing I want to ask you is, how has the stay-at-home order affected you? And are you open?
We are open. We actually never closed. We've been open the whole time. The first few weeks, I felt like we were like Walmart or Costco. We didn't have toilet paper, though, that there was a run.
No
on.
Natural toilet paper. No. Well, there's leaves outside.
But it was, the most natural.
Yeah. It was just crazy busy with people coming in, buying products to help keep their immune system strong, you know, to just trying to do extra things for themselves to stay healthy.
That's different then. So at the beginning, I'm sure you probably felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath you, like, what's going on? But then you got a little bit of a surprise, didn't you?
Yeah, it was just crazy, crazy busy. Oh, and, on one hand, it was almost good because the employees didn't have enough time to even, like, worry. They just, you know, you just come in and, you know, you're thrown into the fire. So things, after a few weeks, things settled down to kind of just a normal busy. And, you know, as everybody's processing what's going on, we began making changes kind of early on. After probably the first 2 weeks, we quit doing the ion cleanse, which that's where we have the customers sit in a chair. They put their feet in a pan of water for 30 minutes, and they go through this detoxifying cleanse with this this whole process. And the employee is in very close contact with the customer. You know, I mean, they're rinsing their feet off at the end and helping dry their feet, and they're getting the pan of water out of the way and so forth. It's very close contact. So early on, we closed down the ion cleanse business. Shortly after that, we decided to close down the juice bar. For one thing, the juice bar business encourages people to hang around and wait for their juices to be made or their smoothies. Right. And, you know, we got to the point where we were trying to get people in and out quickly as opposed to having them linger. So we closed the juice bar business down, and then, time passes by, and we limited the amount of customers that could come into the store. Our stores are small. Mm-hmm. Our stores are 12 and 1,300 square feet, and there's, you know, a small back room and an office, small office. We have a massage room at the Highland location and, you know, bathrooms. So as far as the square footage on the floor itself, neither one of them are bigger than 1,000 square feet. And then you put some shelving units and a cash register counter and a couple employees. And, you know, you feel when a couple of customers come in, you feel like you're all pretty close. So we started limiting the number of customers that could come in at a time. And we put signs out and then kind of met them at the door, encouraging them to not bring in their kids, not bring in their husbands or, you know, whatever, to just come in and shop singly so that the numbers would stay down.
So you had a really large kind of a demand at the beginning, and you still have you still have a demand for your products. But you had a limited.
And for
the safety of you and your employees and the customers?
And the employees, that's right. Yeah, for everybody. You know, I mean, as you were introducing this morning, as I heard you going through, you know, like the small businesses and the small business owners and, you know, the businesses around us, I'm thinking, you know, you kind of go down the list, like you say to friends and family, I'm praying for you. And then you think, and I'm praying for my community. And my state and my country. And actually, I'm kind of praying for the whole world right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going through this. So we have to do everything, keeping in mind we want to keep our customers safe. We want to keep our employees safe. So our days, we did eventually even limit our hours, made our hours a little bit shorter. We open a little later. We close a little earlier. Not that that keeps the crowds down, you know, but just to have to worry about like covering X amount of hours, it's just a little bit easier as opposed to having longer hours. We used to have three people working a shift for a good part of the day, and we have two people working now. Of course, without the juice bar, you know, up and running, we don't really need that third person as much. But we're trying to really be careful and limit the amount of employees that are there at a time, and then limit the amount of customers.
Well, you were talking
It's still busy. Mm-hmm. It's still busy. You know, people are still coming in because they want to take things and help their immune system, you know, help themselves. So it's still pretty busy with people.
So you're basically doing everything at the door or curbside call-ins? Is that how you're handling everything?
No, we're encouraging curbside, mm-hmm. and we're encouraging people to call ahead and let us know what they want to come and pick up. But no, we're still letting them in. We have a little bit of business that's curbside, but mostly they're coming in.
How about that juice bar? Is it people trying to call ahead of time and get one ready for them to go?
Yeah. And I do think that we're going to open the juice bar back up pretty soon. Indiana's, you know, beginning to
loosen up a little
to,
bit.
To get ready to ease back in. So
whatever that means, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. For one thing, with the juice bar, I think we'll put the plexiglass, mm-hmm. you know, kind of barrier up.
Any other changes throughout? Any other structural changes you're thinking you might be doing in your establishments?
We have plexiglass, like a little plexiglass barrier by the cash registers now, and I do have all the employees wearing a mask or a face shield. Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing new customers since you know businesses have closed and it's become a concentrated ones that are open?
Yeah, we do see some new customers. One thing that we've done for the last several years is when we have someone come in there that we don't recognize, we ask them if they've shopped with Bombs before, and if they haven't, we have a little gift bag for them. So it's some samples and maybe some literature, a juice bar menu, a newsletter, maybe a magazine. We have nice little gift bags for new customers. And I just asked the girls yesterday if we were still giving out the gift bags for new customers, and they said, "Oh yeah, we still have new people coming in all the time that say, you know, gee, I never shopped at Bombs before." So, that made me feel good to think that the girls have enough presence of mind in all of this chaos that they're dealing with.
Right,
on a regular basis.
To show that they still care that you're new and we want you.
Yeah.
So what has been the attitude of the customers?
I think most of the customers have been concerned and try to be respectful and try to keep a little bit of a distance. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there still that are kind of oblivious and, you know, will be like right on top of you and then start coughing. And, you know, I mean, it makes you, you know, you're so conscious now. If you touch someone's hand, you know, you're just so conscious and so aware. So some of the customers are just a little bit oblivious. So
you said that you have your employees wear masks and gloves now. Do you see any new norms probably, like in future, maybe during flu season or from now on, having not necessarily masks until the end of time, but maybe like more conscious of like sanitization and stuff?
Not sure. I'm not sure that it's going to last indefinitely. I think the masks, though, are going to be around for quite a while. I mean, I wouldn't really be surprised if the masks are around for a long time until we get a handle on the coronavirus, maybe a vaccine.
I think that's what it would take.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not really sure about getting rid of the masks. My employees don't actually wear gloves for a good part of the day. If they're in the juice bar, they have to. They always have worn gloves. The procedure with gloves is you wash your hands, then you put your gloves on, and then when you have your gloves on and you're making a juice or a smoothie, you're not allowed to touch anything except what you're working with. Like if you answer the phone, you've contaminated your gloves and you got to take them off and wash your hands and put on a fresh pair and start all over. So
right.
Gloves you know, gloves kind of give you this sense of security that you're protected, but you have your gloves on, you touch something that is contaminated, and then you rub your eye because it itches, and then boom, you know, you've just contaminated yourself through your eye. So,
right, you got to start the whole process over.
Yeah, and gloves, you know, your hands get sweaty, and, you know, you go through 5 or 6 or 7 pair in a few hours' time because you've constantly taken them off and throwing them away and you're putting on a new pair. I've just encouraged the employees to wash their hands frequently.
Yes, yes. We have a hand sink in our kitchen, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel especially here, like, a lot of people are, they're going to carry that hand-washing routines on, too.
We're sitting here on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and we have Jose on the boards here. We're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and we're basically talking about the coronavirus and how it's affecting small businesses in the food industry or right now in the natural food industry. And we're speaking with Robbie from Balm's Natural Foods. She's got a store in Maryville, one in Munster.
And, Highland.
I mean, Highland. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
Those two are pretty close together.
I do that. And you were talking about supplements. I mean, people are hitting them hard. Is there one certain supplement people are going after?
There's a handful, Nick. One thing that's at the top of the list of what doctors will tell you is vitamin D. And vitamin C has been a mainstay as far as keeping you healthy for literally decades. I think Linus Pauling was around in like the 50s or 60s with his studies on vitamin C. So C and D are like really at the top of the list. And then there's garlic, oregano.
I'm good. Greeks love oregano.
That's right. That's right. Licorice root, elderberry.
Oh.
There's a lot of different things that have gotten a lot of attention on the internet as far as the immune system. So, you know, we do have zinc. Zinc is on that list. We do have a number of things that people are kind of flocking in for.
So if someone were to come in, what would your recommendation be, I guess?
Your cocktail?
Your cocktail recommendation.
Yeah. Well, my list is kind of long, Jose, honestly. even if we didn't have a virus going on right now, if there wasn't a pandemic, I believe in covering your bases, you know, unless you're just a really, really conscientious about your lifestyle, what you eat, what you put into your body. I believe in a multiple vitamin. It kind of is insurance. You're going to cover your bases. Whatever holes are left nutritionally from your eating, you can cover your bases with a multiple vitamin. And then I believe in taking a fish oil and omega-3. It's really good for heart, for brain, for skin. I mean, it's one of the essentials. Our American diet, we get way too many omega-6s. So if you take omega-3s, it helps to keep the balance more in line.
So omega-3, is that a lot of like fish as well?
Yes. Yes, that's what you're looking for when you're eating fish, the omega-3s.
I think that's what I need because I recently had a rainbow trout for the first time, and it's a very oily fish.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I ate it, I felt like, wow, I felt like there was something missing in me after eating that, and then now like I feel complete.
Well, exactly what Robbie said. That's pretty much my morning is I take a probiotic, a couple fish oil pills, and a multivitamin. That's pretty much how I start my day.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, Nick, probiotic is the next thing on my list.
Oh, was
probiotic.
It?
Oh, yeah. But your immune system, 70 to 80% of your immune system is found in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And the probiotics are directly related to the gut. The probiotics are going to keep your gut in good shape. It's a healthy, you know, it's healthy for the gut to take probiotics. So everybody's heard of antibiotics. Anti is obviously against.
Mm-hmm.
Probiotics, pro is for. So when you're, particularly when you're taking antibiotics, you need to replenish that probiotic supply in your body. But most people on a daily basis would benefit from probiotics.
So probiotics, is what forms do they take? Is it like a powder or a pill, or can you get it in food?
You can take it in powder, but mostly it's pills.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly it's pills. You see yogurt commercials, you know, being advertised that you're going to get your probiotics or your acidophilus or whatever by eating yogurt. I mean, you do yourself better just to take a probiotic, you know, in a pill form.
Yeah,
on
I think
a daily
I've seen
basis.
Those commercials too. Mm-hmm. That's why I was mm-hmm. asking.
Yeah.
So,
and then the ahead. Fourth thing on mm-hmm. my list, as far as just if there's not a pandemic,
right.
is an enzyme. And if you take the enzyme, it helps to make sure that everything that you've just taken on my list actually gets broken down and utilized the most efficiently. If you don't have enzymes present in your system to help break things down, if you're a little deficient in enzymes, then you can take a good multiple of probiotics, a fish oil, and then it doesn't all get broken down and utilized real well. So the enzyme helps to ensure that it gets broken down and utilized.
Is this better to be taken during the day or at night?
Well, enzymes you should take with your meals because it'll help break your food down that you've just eaten. So with that thought in mind, when you take your vitamins, you should typically be taking them with a meal because those enzymes in your stomach are going to be breaking it down along with breaking the food down. So
it's good to know because I don't do that.
Yeah. And sometimes people take things on an empty stomach and then they're like, oh, that vitamin made me sick. Well, don't take it on an empty stomach and you're going to probably do better. You're not going to have that queasy feeling from it.
So, Robbie, what's the future look like for your business right now after this is kind of starts weaning away?
It's an interesting question, Nick. So one thing I've noticed with the pandemic is there's a lot of attention given to small businesses. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation about how small businesses need to survive because we're so many of us employed by small businesses. So with that in mind, if you think of the last few years, Amazon has kind of been putting a lot of those small businesses out of business.
Right.
So Bombs has been hanging on a little bit by a thread the last few years. We've been around for 39 years, and I'm certainly not confident to think we'd be around for another 39. You know, the way of the future is more shopping online. However, with all the attention now given to small businesses and supporting them, I feel like there might be an after effect that will be healthy for small businesses. I feel like, particularly Bombs, I think customers are going to remember us and remember that we were there for them when they came in and needed help. They needed someone to talk to and ask some advice of and ask, what should I take for my immune system, which actually you guys asked me and I didn't even get to what you should take because I'm telling you what you should take on a regular basis, yeah. Not during the pandemic. But, you know, customers come in and they are so appreciative that we're there and we're open and we can help them or we can try to help them. So I think that that's going to carry over. I think we're going to have some goodwill from this and a new appreciation of just how vitally important small businesses are to the community.
I think that's great that you say that too, because I also agree with you, like those small businesses, I feel like they're going to gain more loyal customers because a lot of people that I talk to, Amazon says, oh, we're going to have your delivery at this time. But nowadays, because of the pandemic, it's been pushed back and a lot of people, they want it now. So where do they turn to? Right down the street in Highland, like right down the street in Maryville, right down
the
street.
I'm the kind of person that's got to touch it, feel it, look at it, you know what, and get advice from a human being. I like somebody that has a little compassion towards me and maybe looks at me and alters a little bit of what their advice would be towards somebody else. So you feel like you're going to gain some customers, you think, in the long run?
I think I am going to gain some customers, Nick. I think I am.
Good. I hope you do. So another question here. Anything you think it's going to be good, it's going to come from this? Anything that you're going to learn from it, make you stronger?
Yeah, really, the main thing is the value that is going to be assigned, I think, to small businesses is what I think the whole community is going to learn from it. You know, and as far as the rest of it, like how to take care of yourself,
social distancing,
wash your hands all day long. I mean, I guess we're all going to learn that lesson.
Yeah. Well,
and I guess appreciation, you know, I mean, gosh, when I finally get to hug my kids and my grandkids, I mean, I've always, my family is really at the top of my list. I love my family dearly, but boy, this is going to deepen our appreciation for those little tiny things that we maybe just kind of took for granted.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I hope from all this, people become a little bit more empathetic towards their fellow man too. Well, I'm going to give you the last moments here. Anything you want to, you know, we usually don't do this on public radio, but I'll give you a little commercial spot. Anything you want to promote, anything you want to say, have at it.
You know, I just want to say that if you're trying to get yourself in a better place and you need some help getting started, or you've been on a path for a long time, but you have some questions, you have some issues, I mean, at any point where you're at on your journey with your health and your body, we have a lot of resources at our fingertips, and we have a lot of years of experience as far as the employees. They are all dedicated to learning about what you can do to help yourself, and they are dedicated to sharing what they have learned. So I would encourage anyone to stop in and meet the employees and talk to them about their issues. And then I would encourage them to maybe stop in again a little bit down the road, because, you know, the conversation might be curtailed a little bit at this point in time, but give us a month, a couple months, and then we can have long, lengthy conversations with you. So,
well, I want to thank you, Robbie, from Baum's Natural Foods for joining us here on Let's Eat on Lakeshore Public Radio. Have a great day. Be safe, Robbie, okay?
Yeah, thanks very much, Nick. Thanks for having me, and you and Jose have a great day, too. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thank you, Robbie.
You too, Robbie.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. We're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chef Nick, and here with me in the studio is Jose.
Hello.
And we have Lawrence from Triangle Liquors on the line. And what we're doing today is we're going around the area and we're talking to different food establishments, health food stores, restaurants. And I figure a liquor store would be a great one to talk to see what the pandemic has created with affecting their business and their customer flow and their mindset. So we have Lawrence on the line from Triangle Liquors. How you doing, Lawrence?
I'm doing good, Nick. Thank you.
Is this kind of early for a guy that sells alcohol?
No, we actually opened at 8, so I'm actually here well before that.
So how's things going right now?
Extremely busy with this pandemic. With the bars closing, restaurants closing, we've seen a lot of that business spill over into the liquor stores. So unlike some businesses that have been adversely affected, we on the other hand have seen quite a bit of additional business through this pandemic.
Are people like stocking up or hoarding items?
Oh, yes. I mean, quite a bit.
What an item to hoard.
all the wine and whiskey.
Yep, I mean, toilet paper and alcohol, that's what you need when you're locked up, I guess.
All right. Good bunker.
Yeah, we've had some customers who continue to shop weekly and daily, and then we have those customers who come in and picked up a case or two of wine or a case or two of tequila or vodka or whatever it is that they drink, wanting to stay in their home and not come out again. So, we have seen our average sales increase quite a bit.
So has things kind of leveled out? I mean, at the beginning, it was probably like, wow, where's everyone coming from? And now it's kind of settled out, or is it about the same?
Well, it's still pretty steady. We tend to see spikes. A lot of the spikes are based on rumors and also announcements that are actually made. Early on, there was a lot of rumors that the liquor stores were going to be closed, and so, you know, you had a lot of people coming in, you know, the days before the governor would speak, thinking that they would be closing us down. So we would see a couple spikes that way. And then, you know, when the schools closed, we had a spike because, of course, if you're going to be home with your kids all day, you need a little bit of help.
I didn't even think of that.
That's funny.
And then we saw another spike when they put the stay-at-home order, and that's when the women came in because they knew their husbands were going to be home now.
Oh, man. Good way to cope.
Yeah, way to cope. So whenever a major announcement is made or about to be made, you know, just the day before we went curbside was a big day because a lot of people wanted to be able to get in the store and do their shopping as opposed to curbside. So that was a big day.
So
we do see a lot of spikes. We're excited, though, on Monday we get to open up back to the public.
Oh, so you've been – so people haven't been able to come through the liquor store and shop.
No, it's been approximately about 3 weeks now that we've been doing curbside service only.
Oh, wow.
Now, you have different locations. You have one in – you just opened one in Michigan City, didn't you?
Yes, it's been about 9 months. We opened a new store in Michigan City, and we have two in Valparaiso.
Now, are you seeing a difference in how the patterns are?
No, it's pretty consistent in all three. Michigan City being a new store, it's actually been beneficial. Obviously, it's not the way we want to increase our business with, you know, a pandemic and all, but the Michigan City store has benefited quite a bit from this with a lot of new customers. But the lift, I would say, is pretty consistent between all stores.
Wow.
I was going to say the curbside service is definitely future times, because going up to get your liquor and just telling them, yes, I'd like a 12-pack of Shandy or something, and them bringing it out is very, very convenient. Do you guys see yourself doing anything sort of similar going on from this, or is it just seizing and just opening up the store?
Well, it's beneficial to some customers like it, and then they commented that they like it and they could get used to it. But on the other side, you have those customers, especially your craft beer drinkers, that this has been a little bit more difficult. And we've been doing a lot of posts on our social media sites, Facebook and such, posting our new craft beers and such. But those are the type of beers that people like to come in and browse. I mean, we have over 800 different craft beers at any particular time. So the curbside service, we are going to continue it just on a very limited basis for those, for the elderly and for those who are immune compromised. But then we'll be happy to go back to regular business. To do curbside just in this store I'm at, we had to hire an additional 7 people to be able to maintain the flow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is. Yeah. So when you do open, how are you going to open differently? Are you doing anything differently? Like structurally, or the employees, how they're going to handle things?
Well, we're going to go back to the CDC recommended safety guidelines. We've put sneeze guards up at the registers, and we have all along been providing face masks and sanitizing the store on a regular basis. With customers not coming in, we did back off the frequency in sanitizing, so we're going to lift that back up when we open back up to the public. But we're going to go back to business as usual. We will do curbside service for, again, limited clientele up until 2 o'clock. Once we get to 2 o'clock, our businesses peak rather violently. And so to do curbside and be open to the public would be a bit of a challenge. So, most of our customers do like to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And
people
do
like
shopping.
To touch, feel, and see, you know.
Especially mix and match deals.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So would you say liquor is like a little like coronavirus proof when it comes to the economy?
I think liquor is alcohol in general is recession-proof, virus-proof. I mean, during good times and bad times, I think people, you know, tend to enjoy their beverages and such. So I don't think the liquor business in general is affected as much. In a recession period or such, you will see what they purchase is a little bit different. They may take a step down in the vodka that they're buying instead of top shelf. They may go mid-tier or from mid-tier to bottom shelf. But in general, the consumption pretty much remains consistent.
I feel like even during a prohibition, there'll still be a lot of liquor sales. speaking of, I know it's definitely been like a rumor mill, but has your Corona products been going down at all because of this?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
I mean,
all right.
That's one of our top imported selling beers, so it's not slowing down at all. And in fact, going into Cinco de Mayo, we expect that, and the Modelo and all the Mexican beers tend to peak quite a bit during this period. But no, not at all. We've not seen any dip in Corona sales.
You're joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. And Jose sitting in the captain's chair over there. And we're talking with Lawrence from Triangle Liquors. And we're talking about how this pandemic has affected him and his business. Lawrence, how's the attitude of the customers been?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I think a lot of customers who are sheltering at home, I mean, the one or two ventures out they'll make is to the grocery store, the gas station, the pharmacy, and to here. And I'd say 99% of the customers, if not more, are they're very kind and, you know, very understanding. And really our business, I mean, we've been able to really maintain a pace to where even with curbside service, no one's waiting very long. We've had a few customers here or there who will just turn and leave because they actually do want to come in the store and shop. But unfortunately, we couldn't let them in. And it is quite comical because a lot of people don't know exactly what they'll drink. So we'll get the customers who come in and say, you know, I want the wine with the purple cap or, you know, I want the beer that has a dragon on the label.
I bet people are coming in on their phones with pictures of things.
Yeah, absolutely. That helps us quite a bit. But it's amazing. Most people, not most, but some people do, you know, tend to drink the same item, but they really don't know, you know, the name of it. They just know where to go in the store and pick it up and go. So we do everything we can to help them. Short of letting them in the store, and in most cases, we find what they're looking for.
Are people calling ahead?
I would say probably about 30 to 40% of our business, they do call ahead, and that helps expedite it for them when they get here.
So do you feel like you've gained new customers from all this?
Well, in our Michigan City store, I think we certainly did. I do believe we might have a little bit in our Valparaiso stores. Just from the size of our stores and the amount of people that we employ, it was a lot easier for us to do curbside than I believe some of the smaller stores where you only had two or three employees. It's a lot tougher then to staff and to be able to run out and maintain that pace. So I think, you know, we might have a few, but when we get back to business as normal, I think maybe some of the consumer patterns will go back to, if there's a store closer to their home, they might go back there for convenience sake.
So how has your relationship with your distributors been? Like, have you been running out of anything specific? Or
To be honest, we haven't. Our deliveries have picked up in quantity, and the distributors have been very good about coming into the stores more and checking and seeing what we need. They've had the ability to do so because also the bars are closed and the restaurants closed, so they're not servicing them. So we've been able to see them more, and because we're picking up the bulk of their business now, the liquor stores in general, they're catering to us to make sure that we have everything that we need.
Oh, yeah, I haven't even thought about that because they're not even delivering to the restaurants anymore. No. It's almost exclusively to the liquor stores.
Yeah.
Correct. And the grocery stores have seen a big lift also. You know, if you go into any grocery stores, I'm sure you'll see their shelves are shopped pretty hard for liquor also. Hmm.
So anything, you know, this has been kind of trying times. Anything you can think is going to be coming good out of this? Anything you've learned? Anything that is going to make you feel better or do better?
Well, I got to tell you, we're really, really absolutely pleased with our employees. I mean, they've really stepped up. We have some actually working, you know, a lot of overtime to help with the curbside and the flow. And, you know, they're having a lot of fun with it. You know, a lot of them have those fitness, Fitbit watches and stuff, and they're counting their steps. And I think that some of them hit 24, 26,000 a day. Just running in and out of stores. So our employees have done real well, and we've tried to take good care of them. We feed them quite a bit, and we'll feed them with all the local-owned restaurants to make sure that we're supporting them as much as we can, too. But, you know, customer service has been top notch with our employees, and we're really pleased with that.
So, anything you think you're going to do different in the future? I mean, with your business or your employees? I mean, any changes you think you're going to make, or are you going to go how you are and just go stronger?
Well, I think, you know, we were running a pretty good ship, I think, beforehand. We're going to definitely go back to that. We are, obviously, we've hired some extra people, and we're very pleased. So we're going to hang on to as many of them as we can. Some of them had other employment where they had to stop working and came here. And we'll be sad to see them go once their businesses open up. But we had some that want to stay on and do both jobs, and we'll be happy to do that. So we're just going to try and hang on to some extra people, give us a little bit more flexibility, because it's still a little uncertain how this thing is going to progress through the summer. And, you know, should it spike again and we get limitations, we just want to be ready. And we think we've learned a lot the past several weeks that we can be better prepared going forward again.
So you said that people have been stocking up on, like, their favorites. What is there any bestseller right now that you've seen more of an influx than usual?
Tito's vodka.
Tito's?
By far.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think, do you have, like, a reasoning behind it, or it's just that's what's happening?
Well, I think part of, again, not being able to come in the store, we've seen our major brands have really taken a lift. As opposed to where an individual might come in and pick a, you know, an off-label beer or a craft beer. We've seen light beer and Coors Light and Budweiser spike and the major name brands. But Tito's has always been a top seller. I think there's just a lot you can do with vodka. And we've just seen that one spike tremendously.
Do you guys have, like, things for cocktails, like mixers as well, or some bitters?
Oh, absolutely. And this time we've got a lot of our margarita mixes going out the last couple of days, of course, in anticipation of Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, I mean, we have the mixers. We've got one of our top-selling items are limes. We sell a lot of fresh limes.
You're like a grow, yeah, because it's a fresh. So, Lawrence, we don't do this too much on public radio, but I'm going to let you have, like, a commercial. So go ahead and take some time and get whatever you want to say. Any, you want to promote something or thank someone, or you got the last word, buddy?
Well, I appreciate it. I want to thank you, Nick, for always working with us, and just invite anybody to come out if you're out in the Valparaiso, Michigan City area, stop by our stores. I know in Michigan City we have the largest store, greatest selection of beer, wine, and liquor you're going to find, and also here in Valparaiso, the Triangle store here, we carry at any given time over 800 different craft beers alone. So, I mean, if you're into craft beers, this is the place to be. And I can tell you our prices are extremely competitive. So come check us out. I think you'll find our staff very knowledgeable. And we're always here to help you. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you.
All right, Nick. So we just got done talking with all the restaurants here on this Saturday. I got to say, there's a lot of love and support, not just for, like, their businesses, but all their businesses and the customers, and a lot of compassion.
Yes, these interviews were great. We heard a lot of stories, a lot of changes, some good stories, some sad stories, stories that I think in the future will get better. And my own story is, my restaurant's in the Lake of the Four Seasons, Winfield area. And I want to have to say our customers have been very caring, friendly, very compassionate, big part empathetic. And I'm very, very lucky to live in that community.
I was going to say, not to hype it up, but I've been missing that final word, if you want to say it for us.
Yasu.
Here we go.